the remedy for pains from peeves. Here is something interesting about the inelegant statement you sometimes hear. That fellow gives me a pain. A physician is reported in a news dispatch to have reached the conclusion that oftentimes one person has a pain because he is peeved at someone else. Of 40 cases of a certain inflammatory disorder, this physician found that every individual affected was entertaining a grudge or resentment against some other fellow. He concluded that peeves entertained by one person toward another sour mentally the one who entertains them, and in turn affects him physically, often making him nervous, irritable, sleepless, or dyspeptic. Feelings towards the method suggested by the physician for getting rid of these bad feelings include the blowing off of steam by writing a letter expressing one's pent-up feelings toward the other person involved, holding it a day and not mailing it. Another antidote he offers is vigorous exercise or hard work to divert one's thought from the pain-producing peeves. The fallacy in these remedies is that they do not cut at the root of the trouble. They attempt to stop the weed of wrong thinking from growing, but leave its root untouched. The root, Christian Science shows, is the so-called material evil mind, which forms and plants peeves of every shade and nature in the minds of mortals. It is the belief in and surrender by the individual of his thoughts to this devilish sense of mind through acceptance of its evil thoughts that must be annihilated before resentment, grudges, ill will, and their bad effects disappear. In the teachings of Christian Science, the way to do this is made plain. Briefly stated, it is to understand the unity of man's consciousness with the mind that is God, and the resulting separateness of his true consciousness from all thoughts that are contentious, unloving, and evil. A mortal, Mr. A., misbehaves so as to cause you to think you are mentally or physically pained by his misconduct. You can free yourself from this mistaken sense. First of all, you can learn the import of Mary Baker Eddy's statement, Miscellaneous Writings, page 83. No person can accept another's belief except it be with the consent of his own belief. In other words, you and I can only take into our sense of life and selfhood an error that claims to be the thinking and acting of a mortal, Mr. A., Mrs. B., or Miss C., by consenting to believe our brother is a troublemaking mortal, whose mistaken conduct we, as fellow mortals of his, are justified in resenting or holding a grudge about. Error argues loud and long that, of course, there is a material creation wherein are many persons, among them ourselves, not such a bad sort, and others whom we consider to be lions in our path or snipers in ambush. But we need to see that this whole picture is fiction. Why? Because intelligence or real mind never made it and knows it not. The phenomenon of contentious, critical mortals, mentally biting at and clamoring with one another, God the only cause never caused. We can erase this sense of life from our consciousness as, with spiritual sense, we recognize the universality and intactness of God's kingdom, mind's perfectly unified manifestation with our true selfhood and our brother's true selfhood safely ensconced therein. In other words, we say in effect to mortal mind, you are a liar, a fraud. Your false material sense of cause and effect is a misconception of God and man. What you say man is, he is not, and what you say man has done or is doing, he has not done and is not doing. Your claim to be a God causing a material universe and peopling it with mortals whom you set at variance with one another is a lie. You are not cause. And because you are not cause, you can produce no effect. These denials of evil's claims to reality and identity must be based on the spiritual fact that the only cause is infinite mind, God, and the only effect is mind's eternal manifestation. This manifestation is one and indivisible. In it there is no matter, no mortal mind, minds, or material personalities, making one another miserable. All of God's children are ever under principles, love's absolute control. All must and do honor one another, love one another, cooperate with and understand one another. For in the language of the scripture they are builded together for inhabitation of God. Ephesians 2:22. Human will is not in love's kingdom. It is excluded and precluded by the universally omniactive will of God. Actually, there is no mortal-mindedness or mortal self in truth universe to do hurt or to be hurt. There is no consciousness there that is sensitive to or sensible of error, animate or inanimate. To God and the brotherhood of man, God's manifestation, there are no opposite interests, no rivalries, jealousies, no peeves, and no identities which can express such thought conditions or be troubled by them. Error has no capacity to project itself into God's kingdom, possess or influence the consciousness of any individual idea of God's making. Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up, said Christ Jesus, Matthew 15:13. Mortal mind, with all its trouble-producing thoughts, is a plant which the Father has not planted or allowed to root in his kingdom. Your work and mine is to uproot it by destroying any belief we may have in it through an ever-increasing understanding of the simple truth that nothing is but God, in whom, by whom, and for whom all manifestations of life forever live in God-established concord and unity. Paul Stark Seeley.